finally, we're in Paris.
First stop, Eiffel Tower.
So what do you think of the Eiffel Tower?
So far, the stairs are very heavy on the body, so we have to do 300 steps. But it's comprehensible, also the money you have to pay, because of course it's a monument that has to be maintained, and the view is really fantastic and it's really worthwhile.
It's quite spectacular, isn't it? Especially at night time, the lights and the light show, thoroughly enjoyed.
I mean, it's like the stereotype of France, so being on the Eiffel Tower is one of the coolest experiences so far since I've been in France.
I think it's amazing. It's sad that there's all the pollution, but I think it's incredible to see like the city like this.
It's pretty amazing. I mean, there's no clouds in sight, so you can see incredibly far. And it just sort of dips at the end. It looks like it's a little island or something in itself.
Paris is always described as a city of love. Why do you think that is?
Probably because the idea of the French in general and the French restaurants as the romantic place, as the place you want to be for a honeymoon, for something special to do with your girlfriend or with your boyfriend.
Because of the music and the food and the buildings look romantic.
The cafes, the architecture, it's all very romantic and couple-y.
It's all different here.
Yeah.
I think it's because of the kind of sort of idea of the 1920s sort of literature, painters all living in this community during sort of, I don't know, a boom of culture and bourgeoisie maybe, I'm not sure.
After finding out why Paris is a city of love, we thought we'd better find a couple who definitely celebrate this fact.
You just proposed to me in Paris on top of the Eiffel Tower.
How long have you been planning this for?
Last 5 weeks.
Not bad.
I've done pretty well, I think.
Why did you choose Paris?
City of love. And you see everything up here. It's beautiful.
And why do you think it is the city of love?
I don't know.
Just the look of it all.
I guess the cafes, the history.
I'm Jonathan, this is Anna.
Hello.
And we are here celebrating our 40th wedding anniversary. We were here 40 years ago. We met in England, in Bournemouth. I was from Portsmouth. And then we got married in Portsmouth, and we drove our car to Dover, stopping about every 20 miles to refill the radiator with water, and then we had our first night in Dover with some very, very bad French onion soup, which then we tried again over here, and it wasn't much better. And then we came over on the ferry, one of the worst ferry crossings ever. Finally we made it over here, got the train down to Paris, stayed in the Hotel Apollo, which we did again last night, but I don't think it was the same Hotel Apollo. So that's our little story, and that's why we're back here. This very day, 40 years ago, we were here, standing here, actually. Yeah.
We're on the lock bridge, the Pont des Arts.
Okay, and here. Are you putting a padlock on the bridge?
We are.
We absolutely will, yeah.
Because we love each other.
That's right.
And we brought our daughter, who is four. And yeah, we just like to do something for the three of us.
Yep.
Because there is just the three of us.
It's a bit of a tradition, apparently.
Yeah.
Put on a little padlock, found a gap, put it on. Then we took our keys each, threw the keys in.
It's very
I think it's cute, and we're in love. He doesn't say much.
And what does it mean to you, putting a padlock on the bridge in Paris?
Oh, that we're going to be in love forever.
So we were here a few years ago when I proposed to her. Yeah, so.
It was actually right here in Louvre, because it's my favorite place. I always was dreaming to go to Paris when I was a kid. It's my favorite place, so he brought me here and proposed near Louvre.
So there you have it. Paris really is the city of love. People are proposing and getting engaged, either at the Louvre, Eiffel Tower, or even on Padlock Bridge. Everyone just wants to spread the love. And why not? Because clearly there's something in the air that just makes everyone feel so much more romantic and that they want to share it with the world. Why not visit Paris and find out for yourself?